Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Stina.
And I'm your Lord Kinley.
What is going on, world? Welcome to the weekly show dedicated to the discussion of the latest toy news, action figure gossip, complaining about Digital River, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's what we do right here on this show every week. You guys can find us on the front page of popculturenetwork.com in two formats. We have an audio version of the show and a video version of the show. So whichever way you'd prefer to listen to us or watch us, you got the option there. The audio version is available both on the website and through iTunes. Just do a search for It Figures or Pop Culture Network. You should find us. Or you can find the video version on YouTube at youtube.com/popculturenetwork. If you're going to watch us on YouTube, we ask that you please help us out by hitting the subscribe button. Every subscription counts, so please help us out.
Also, on iTunes, be sure to buy it for $9.99 an episode.
Oh, is that what we're charging now?
No.
$9.99 an episode.
No, but it should be. That would definitely help.
Yeah, but also probably only one guy would maybe buy it, so...
One?
I guess that'd be $10 in our pocket, right?
Well, then I guess we're going to charge $200. Because I was hoping at least 20 people listen.
Sweet.
They do, because they don't have to pay.
I got gas to buy, man. Come on.
Well, we've actually got quite a few things to discuss this week, because today launched the UK Toy Fair. So there's actually quite a bit of news coming out of the UK Toy Fair. And a lot of the stuff that hit today was all comic book-based stuff, actually. There's a lot of stuff from Hasbro and DC Direct, and we got a little bit of Mattel news here, too. But most of it is comic book-related. And that's kind of a little different from what our last several discussions have been about. So I thought that'd be cool to kind of focus heavily on a lot of the big comic book news, toy-related news that's coming out of the UK Toy Fair and such.
I should have sent Chris Bent over there.
Well, I think it's in, like, London or something. I'm not sure for sure, and he's in, not London.
Not what? London.
Can they walk over there?
Yeah. I'm not sure it works that way.
I think everything's really close in Europe, right?
Yeah, everything.
In your head it is.
Whatever.
All right, so first up, Hasbro has released some really cool press images, which is the first look at the upcoming 3¾-inch Avengers action figures, which, by the way, is one of the first times we've actually seen the Hulk for this new movie, because so far everything from this new movie has shown us Bruce Banner, but not the Hulk, so this is kind of cool that we're getting to see the Hulk because the action figure images have been released. Huh. The figures themselves, I mean, they look pretty cool. They look like your standard Marvel Universe kind of stuff. And if you've seen any of the other 3¾-inch movie stuff so far, you pretty much know exactly what you're going to be getting here. But they do look really neat, and it's kind of cool seeing, like, the whole group assembled together. They got Thor, Captain America, Hawkeye, Iron Man, Hulk, and Black Widow, and it looks like a low-key figure. As he's rumored to be one of the big villains in the movie. So that's kind of neat getting to see that. And at the UK Toy Fair, they're actually showing a lot of this stuff off. And what's really cool is they've actually started showing off some of the bigger items that are going to be available for this line. In particular are two items that have really kind of people have taken notice to. It's catching a lot of attention. First up is the Quinjet. And to go along with that is the 3-foot-long Helicarrier playset. So this is going to be their big hella aircraft carrier type playset that the Quinjet is able to fit onto the runway on. I think, honestly, this is going to have huge appeal because not only are the Marvel fans going to probably eat that up because it's a big playset, but, man, does that have crossover appeal to G.I. Joe fans.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No doubt about it. And, you know, it's not quite a USS flag or anything, but, hey, man, that's an awesome play. 3 foot? That's a pretty sweet playset right there.
It's a pretty big playset.
Although it's the worst picture I've ever seen.
It is a really bad picture because all that's really been released so far is this photocopy of the little guidebook that they had at the toy fair. So it just had little... It's like their little retailer's book to show the retailers what they're coming out with. And that's the only picture that they've got of it so far. So I can imagine that they'll probably have the actual item on display at New York Toy Fair in February. We'll actually probably get to see some real pictures of the item. So right now we've got this really tiny, grainy picture of the item, but it is kind of cool still knowing that we're getting a giant 3 foot long, 3 foot playset with projectile cannons and comes with a Captain America figure and all that fun stuff. So it probably won't be cheap, but
yeah, I mean, looking at the picture and the figure, it looks like the scale is completely weird.
The scale's going to be a little, like 3 feet is big, but it's still not as big as like the...
If you're
going to
do 3
USS
feet,
flag.
You should have went 6.
Because, I mean, when we think about big playsets like this, I mean, you immediately compare it to the flag, and the flag is ridiculous. And you can cover that thing in 3 3/4-inch figures. 3 feet's big, but it's not going to be that big, you know? Hmm. Still, I think that's still neat, though. I mean, anytime we get a playset, I think that's a good thing.
Get a couple of them and have them back up your flag.
There you go. That'd be awesome. I guarantee those will sell awesome. I don't think there's any doubt about it that G.I. Joe fans will be picking that up, just like Marvel fans.
Well, if they're not $1,000.
Yeah.
I bet it's about 80?
I bet it'll be between 80 and 100 bucks.
80 and
easy.
120, probably.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it really kind of depends. It might be a little cheaper than that.
But the good news is it's a movie line, so you should be able to find it in super clearance
towards
the end of the season.
How much was the Pit place that was 100 bucks, right? And that was pretty big. So this will probably be about 100 bucks, I bet. Yeah, but cool. That'd be something definitely to look out for, and hopefully we'll get some better images soon. I definitely want to see some more detailed shots of that. All right, so jumping from Marvel to DC, there's been a lot of Batman-related toy news coming out. With the approach of the Dark Knight Rises movie this summer, we're starting to get a lot of information about the toys that are going to be based on the movie. And once again, Mattel does hold the license for the movie figures, but also it looks like DC Direct's going to be producing their own stuff too. But that usually is how it goes. DC Direct always seems to produce their own stuff along with licensing it out to Mattel. So
why not? They're direct from DC.
Exactly. So we don't have any images or anything from Mattel yet, but they did send out a press release just kind of giving some information on what they're going to be doing for the line. So they are going to be, once again, doing the Movie Masters line, which they did for, you know, both the Batman Begins, Dark Knight. They had those figures. The Batman ones were awesome. The Green Lantern ones were terrible. So let's hope that they're in the same vein as the first Batman figures and they don't start following the format of the Green Lantern ones, because I did not like those.
Well, maybe you just like the theme better than Green Lantern, because had they all been humanoid, they wouldn't have been so weird.
I guess, but, you know, and that's true. I mean, I do like Batman way more than Green Lantern. But, like, when you compare the Hal Jordan Movie Master figure to the Batman Movie Master figure, they're out of scale with each other. Like, the Green Lantern's smaller and skinnier. And
well, Ryan Reynolds is hunkier and bigger.
Well, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like that they didn't really fit in. They didn't seem like they were the same aesthetics as the Dark Knight stuff. So I'm hoping that these will be along the same vein. But it says the assortment is all about the collector, with 6-inch Movie Masters figures designed with authentic detail and supreme quality. Every figure available in 2012 will receive pieces that can be assembled into a bat signal. Not only does the bat signal light up, but it also projects on the wall. So that's interesting. An interesting build-a-figure piece, actually, for a bat signal. That actually lights up and projects on your wall. That's kind of neat sounding.
We'll see.
But I wonder if it doesn't say where they're going to be available. I'm wondering if it's going to be a retail release again. Because if you remember the last time, they started as a retail release and they clogged the pegs and they ended up moving it to a Maddie Collector thing. And then eventually they were a Toys R Us exclusive. So, like, they were all over the place. So it kind of makes me wonder how they're going to handle these.
Well, I'm sure it'll be just as confusing and weird. It's Mattel. It'll be all over the place.
Last time they clogged the pegs with Joker and the Joker goon.
I mean, Toys R Us had...
Oh, yeah.
He was everywhere.
The bins everywhere, too. Where they just dump those things. You buy one, get two free.
Yeah, buy one, get two free. That's how I got most of mine. I did the buy one, get two free sale. So, I don't know. We'll see how that goes, I guess. I'm kind of surprised the retailers picked it up again, but... It is Batman, and it's going to be a popular movie, so I assume they just figure, yeah, we'll sell enough. They're also doing something called Dark Knight Rises Quick Tech Figures. I assume this is going to be the kids' toy line. It says, this assortment gives fans of The Dark Knight Rises the ability to gear up with Batman and fight all the villains in Gotham City. Kids can instantly change Batman into fighting gear, revealing an arsenal of weapons and accessories with surprise reveal. Criminals beware. So that definitely sounds like they're... kid action feature type line. Then it says the Bat Vehicle. The new air attack vehicle of Batman is brought to life with launching projectiles, battle sounds, and a Batman figure that launches higher than 10 feet. So apparently it ejects the figure. It doesn't say what scale that's for. That's the Batwing, by the way. For some reason, Christopher Nolan decided that the Batwing was just going to be called the Bat in this movie, but that's the Batwing. And it doesn't say what scale figure it's going to be for, so I don't... It probably won't be for the Movie Masters. It'll probably be for the kids' line, most
likely.
8 3/4 Weird. Giant. But you know, that thing would have to be huge to fit an 8 3/4 inch figure.
It's going to launch it really good. I mean, dang. It's going to be air-compressed, shoot it to the ceiling, 12
stoked.
Feet.
I'm going to buy two. And I'm going to shoot Batman figures at Christina.
Oh. Why me?
Go give me some dinner.
Some spaghetti.
All right, so now on the DC Direct side of things, at the UK Toy Fair, they actually revealed some images of some stuff that they've already got in the works. They've got 12-inch statues coming out based on Catwoman, Bane, and Batman. And those are all supposed to be available in July 2012. They're 12-inch tall icon statues is what they're called.
So disappointed in that Bane.
I just don't know if I'll wait. I'm not trying to pass any judgment on it until I see the movie. I know that I'm not near as excited for this movie as I was, like, The Dark Knight.
Yeah, but Two-Face is The Dark Knight.
I was happy about Two-Face. Yeah. I do really like the way Anne Hathaway looks as Catwoman. I know that she's getting a little bit of, I've seen a lot of people kind of saying they don't like that look for Catwoman, but she totally reminds me of the Julie Newmar Catwoman from the 60s. TV series.
Well, she's no Halle Berry.
Anything's better than that. Come on. I don't know. I like it.
Especially Swordfish Halle Berry. Figure that out.
I know what that one
is. Yeah, Christina actually loves that movie.
Yeah, I love Swordfish.
They got some busts coming out as well.
That looks horrible.
I don't like the... Yeah, the Catwoman bust looks a little weird.
Those two look okay. That one looks like she's stretched or something, so maybe it's just the picture.
Could be just the picture. And then they also released some images of their 6-inch action figures, the prototypes. So they're doing their own line of 6-inch figures. So it'll be interesting to compare those to the Mattel ones and see which ones turn out better.
I'm sure they'll be superior. Just saying.
I don't know if these are going to be, like, articulated, though. Because look at the way they're posed. They look like they might be... more like McFarlane kind of figures, how they kind of had like a few poses and that's it. But I don't know for sure.
That's okay. I'm okay with action.
So, kind of neat. It'll be interesting to see how those look when they turn out. My favorite part is looking at the comments on these pictures that says, "Holy cat butt!" All the comments on the superhero hype where we're looking at the news are all talking about Catwoman's butt on the statue. So that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We nerds are pathetic sometimes. All right.
At least you admit it.
So, another bit of news to come out of UK Toy Fair from DC Direct is they've revealed images for the third wave of Batman Arkham City. Awesome looking figures. So the third wave is going to have yet another Batman, which whatever, Batman's in every wave, but we also get a ton of awesome figures because we're getting a thug, a clown thug, one of Joker's thugs, which is really cool. We're getting Ra's al Ghul, the Penguin, and Azrael. Awesome. They all look great. And some of these are just like concept art, like the Ra's al Ghul says concept art. But the Batman looks awesome.
The Batman looks awkward.
I don't even know what, like, I guess he's just kind of dirtied up or something. I'm not sure what the, I don't know. If they're going to keep releasing all these Batman figures, they might as well put them in some of the different skins that you can unlock in the game. Different costumes.
But I like the concept art for Azrael. Pretty good.
Yeah. I still need to pick up, I haven't picked up any of the new DC Direct ones yet from the new game, but I really need to.
We got Wave 2 on pre-order. Sweet.
Yeah, these are awesome. Cool. All right. Last little piece I've got here that has come out this week, and I actually found out about this last week, but now there's been a lot more new images circulating, so now's a good time to bring it up. Good Smile has released a bunch of images of the upcoming Figma Samus Aran figure from the new based on Metroid Other M. This figure is freaking awesome looking. It's a Japanese import, so it's going to be expensive, no doubt about it. But this is easily the coolest Samus figure I have ever seen. She's super articulated. She's even got the little morph ball accessories. She's got a cool display base.
She's shiny.
She looks awesome. And Samus is one of those characters who just, like, there's really hardly any action figures out there for Samus. And I remember Joyride Studios made one back in the early 2000s for part of their GamePro line, because they did that GamePro toy line where they made a bunch of iconic characters, and there was a Samus in that line, which wasn't even like that spectacular of a figure, but it's like one of the most freaking rare figures ever right now. Like, you've looked that thing up, it goes for a couple $100. So it's kind of cool to see like a fully updated modern modern articulation, you know. I mean, it's awesome, and it looks like it's totally in line with like the D-Arts Mega Man stuff, which I love. So I will probably be springing for this Metroid figure, no doubt. I don't know how expensive it'll be, but I want it.
A boatload.
Well, the Mega Man figures go for about 40, so I'm guessing this will be somewhere between 40, 50 bucks, probably, since it's an import. Seems to be the usual.
Look at that.
That's a store. And that's all I've really got as far as that kind of news goes, but I understand that there has been some kind of interesting issues going on relating to the Star Sisters again with Mattel, and you had some stuff going on with her, with them, right?
Yeah, well, people have been telling me all the crazy stories they've been having lately with the Star Sisters, and if this doesn't hurt the subscriptions for anybody else, like, I'm totally, like, done. I'm done after this.
I've seen a lot of people say that.
A lot of people have got... I got Star Sisters... Okay, my card expired back in October... So the new subscription starts in January, and it should be, I would have to call them to update my card information, which I never did, because I was like, you know, I'll just buy what I want to buy. I don't want to get this contract thing locked in because I don't know how much longer I'll be doing this. And so I got a ship notice at the beginning of the month, like randomly, says your subscription has renewed and we have shipped your figures. And I'm like, weird. I was never charged. Well, okay. Well, last week, I got a charge for the first installment. I was like, well, how'd that happen? They don't even have my card information. And, like, it doesn't make any sense. And then following, then I got another ship notice, which was for my last month, the Demo Man and all that was shipping. Oh, but that, I'll talk about that in a second, because that's another problem. And then they all of a sudden I got charged again for my another installment, and somehow they had completely charged my card and shipped them. And I got Star Sisters here. I don't even want them, but I got them. And same thing happens to Scotty, but then he also gets the cancel subscription email, which a lot of people received, from what you said was from people having old card information.
Something like that happened, yeah. A lot of people got cancellation notices for their subscriptions. And from the stories that I was reading, it was what was happening was for some random reason with the Star Sisters, Digital River decided to use old credit card information for some people that they used to have on file that they no longer do. So when they tried to charge for the Star Sisters and it got rejected, Digital River just canceled people's subscriptions on them. So that's why everybody started getting these cancellation notices.
Like, how does that even happen?
I don't know. And that's what's so aggravating, because I'm seeing people say, you know, like, I log into my account, that credit card's not even listed anywhere on there. So it's kind of, you know, that's not cool of a company to just retain personal information like that, mm-hmm. and then just decide to start charging it one day when it's not even listed on the account anywhere. It's absurd.
Yeah, and who knows how many people's, you know, maybe switch cards for financial reasons and now just got screwed.
You know? Right, you know? And not to, I mean, like, people's cards, like, the expirations expire and you have to update your cards. I mean, that's just natural. People have to do that.
Well,
so,
my big thing is, like, how do they figure out my updated information without me ever giving it to them?
Yeah, that's
and
weird.
And Scott did the same thing. He canceled his card. He said he lost it and, you know, canceled it. And they still charge his card, too, which is, like, how do they figure that out? And, like, how did that charge even go through if the card's canceled? Okay, then I get my ship notice. Let me back up. I get the Star Sisters. I open the box, and inside the invoice it says, initial subscription, $20. I'm like, no, these are $60 figures. Why does it say that? So I wonder how many people got the incorrect invoice with their order. Okay, now, I also got a ship notice for the Demo Man and, Battlegrounds, what, Sorceress?
No. Battlegrounds, Evil End. Yeah.
Sorry, whatever. that got shipped with me, but inside also was a Ghostbuster figure that I did not order.
Vigo?
Yes.
Weird.
Yes. Vigo with painting. I didn't order that figure. It's in my package, though, apparently, according to the invoice. Now, some people have received the Star Sisters without even getting charged for them. There's a couple of people that had posted that they got them, randomly shipped to them, they didn't even charge them for the figures. And some people have gotten charged just one installation, not both. So, I don't know what's going on up there, but they're just randomly doing whatever they want. Apparently, they're just, you know, have a dart board and have your order number your card, three of your cards, and they're just throwing darts. Charge that one, you get free. You get charged one installation, you know, so.
Well, and, like, you know how they were supposed to do the two installments thing for the Star Sisters? I got charged the first installment and the second installment on the exact same day.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine was a week apart.
January 20th rolled around. Bam, bam, both charges came through at the exact same time. I was like, well, what the heck was the point in that? Like,
glad
really?
We had the money in the account.
And the I got the shipping notice for the Star Sisters a week before I got any charge whatsoever. Because I got a shipping notice, and I was like, well, they've shipped. That first charge should be showing up any time now. Never did. And I was like, well, this is kind of strange. And then the 20th rolled around, and I got that email saying, you know, we're billing you for the second increment of your Star Sisters thing. And I was like, well, that's kind of funny, because you never charged me for the first one. And then we got into the account and looked, and sure enough, the exact same day, both charges came through. I was like, well, that was nice. Thanks for the whole double increment.
Well, now I think about it, I was looking at my statement, my credit card, because I use my PayPal card so I can check it online, and it showed charges from Digital River at different rates than it was supposed to be, but then finally they all dropped off and they
isn't that,
out correctly.
I hate that. I hate that they do that. That hold money thing, that's ridiculous.
It was like $100 and some, then it's like, why?
Yeah.
And then it finally cleared out just today, and that was like a week ago. And it says, you know, $85. I'm just like, I still don't have no idea.
It's like, you feel like they're just
I'm pretty sure they took some money somewhere they shouldn't have not.
You feel like they're just in there playing with your money. And you're like, you know, get out of there, you know? Quit messing with stuff. You can't just take things and put it back and take things and put it back. Like, what are you doing?
Well, didn't they take $100 from us this month?
They took, well, yeah, because we ended up getting charged for the Star Sisters plus Demo Man plus Evil Inn, because that all got charged the exact same week. All of that did. And I just got them all in the mail today, finally.
I feel like they definitely took money somewhere.
Yeah.
And screwed me somehow. So I don't know. I'm curious whatever people, you know, what everybody else is having, but this has got to be, and of course Mattel is playing off like it's not a big deal. I've seen a couple, you know, posts. Oh, they're going to do this. They're going to do this.
Well,
obviously they have no idea what Digital River is going to do.
Digital River is out of control.
They're just going to do whatever they
want. You know what what's really bad is they canceled all these people's subscriptions. I guarantee at least half of these people aren't going to bother fixing it. They're just going to stay unsubscribed. So because of Digital River's supreme F up this time, Mattel's actually going to see a drop in the subscriptions. I guarantee it. They're going to see it hurting them. Maybe this will be a wake up call for Mattel finally. Uh-huh. Get away from them, man. They are messing this up bad. They are screwing you guys.
Like, I don't understand how they don't understand. And then, like, Scott called him, and he was telling me about, you know, he called them. He goes, every time I call them, they have no idea what they're talking about.
They don't. They have no idea. It is absolutely pointless trying to call that customer service number. They don't know what the heck's going on.
Or speak English.
They barely speak English, and they just don't understand anything you try to explain to them.
I can get past the English part. It's the part where they're like, what are we selling? You know,
yeah,
like, really?
They don't know. They just don't know what's going on. They have no idea. You try to explain to them a subscription. You try to explain to them that you're trying to buy an action figure. It's like they don't even know what an action figure is. They had no idea that they were selling that to you. It's terrible.
Because well, they don't know what action figure in English means.
So I don't. Think
you're really hooked up on this whole foreign thing, aren't you?
They shouldn't outsource something like that. They should have a company that actually is in the know, maybe. Or they're themselves, maybe hire their own division and just, you know, maybe...
Well, in situations like that, you want to be able to talk to somebody that you understand.
Yeah.
Or somebody
who's...
Go,
what did you just say?
Up to date on the situation, you know?
And all they do is read their script to you, no matter what. Like, you try to explain anything to them, and they just try to read a script to you. And that is the worst thing in the world. It's just like, no, shut up. You don't understand. I understand that you're happy to help me with whatever problem I have. Actually, do something about it. Please.
Well, yeah, Scott.
We'll send this to the escalation department. Yeah,
Scott just cusses them out, which is great.
That's how he rolls, man.
Poor guy. He can't understand us, and we're cussing him out.
That's how he rolls.
He's like, your company's ran by a bunch of monkeys, and, you know, hangs up on him. Which I think is great, because that's true.
Oh, man.
At least two monkeys run that company.
For sure.
But with all the people that didn't pay, how much money did they lose? Not only with the people losing their subscriptions, but all the free figures they just gave out.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, some of those people who got free figures, you must have been charged somewhere, and you just don't know it.
Which makes us wonder, at least me wonder, did I get charged correctly, or am I paying for someone else's figure?
Well, they shipped my figures out a week before they even charged me.
Yeah, us too.
But
yeah.
It took them, like, it took 2 weeks for it to deliver here for
yeah.
some reason.
Oh, God. It's the slowest shipping in the world. I don't know. Do you remember, like, the whole thing where, like, subscribers are supposed to get first dibs at the figures because that's supposed to be one of the benefits of being a subscriber? They're supposed to ship that stuff to us, like, on the 13th of every month so that we get it in the mail before the people that order their stuff online does. Why doesn't it work that way? Why does it take us 2 weeks to get our figures in the mail?
I was even tracking it. I was like, I don't understand why it's taking so long.
Oh, dude, they send it all over the country. Have you ever, like, watched the tracking number? It's like, it goes everywhere. It's like, what are you guys doing? This is ridiculous, dude. Ah, God, Digital River sucks.
Don't even get me started.
Already did.
Never mind.
All right, let's get off of that. So we'll take a quick break. Away from Digital River. And then when we come back, we'll be on a happy note and we'll do the fan corner. So
be happy, happy, happy.
We'll be right back.
You gotta love new WWF figures with real wrestling action. Jake the Snake Roberts versus the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Yeah.
DiBiase lands a Million Dollar Punch. Match Hulk Hogan against the Macho King Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah, my elbow smash will finish Hogan, guaranteed.
Hogan slams him again. Match Andre the Giant against the Ultimate Warrior. Andre will squash the Ultimate Maniac. WWF figures so close to the real thing, it's like being in the ring.
Hello!
It's my pet Munster! He's your wacky blue furry friend!
Chains can't hold me!
Arr.
Did I scare you?
Just squeeze here and he talks!
Hey dude, what's up?
Lots of crazy phrases!
Give me a big kiss!
There's no end to the fun you can scare up with my pet Munster! Take care of him and he'll take care of you!
I'm your buddy.
Hey! My pet Munster with breakaway chain, your big scary friend by Big Time Toys.
Mask, where illusion is the ultimate weapon.
Convert Switchblade to jet mode. Surprise, Matt Tracker. It's mayhem! Battle station, protect the decoder, Bruce. I'm going up. Stacks, ready to fire.
Mask, Switchblade, Thunderhawk, and Rhino.
Fire!
Each sold separately with action figure.
Cover me, Matt. 10-4. Shadow's getting away! But you're not, mayhem.
Mask, Switchblade, Thunderhawk, and Rhino. Each sold separately. New from Kenner.
All right, guys, welcome back from the break. All right, so we're going to dive into this week's Fan Corner. And as you guys probably saw, if you went there, I put a bunch of rules in place to the Fan Corner because it was getting out of hand. It was getting out of control. So if you guys aren't already aware, when you head over to the forums and you go into the Fan Corner thread, you're going to see a list of rules that we have to put in place so that we don't spend 3 hours answering every question that's posted. So, new rule says one question per person, and if we don't get to your question, don't be offended. Just post your question again in the new thread, and we'll try to get to it next week. All right? Deal?
Just keep reposting.
Because
we'll get to it.
Even though I put that rule in place, we still have 3 full pages of questions. So we're probably not going to get to all.
Just chit-chat before they get to the questions, which is fine.
Right. Right. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right. So we were going to start off with a post from One Nerd, who says, my question is about the upcoming Matty Collector exclusive WWE Legends line. I know you've talked about the line a little when the poll was first up, but after that, you haven't really given your opinion about it at all, even after Mattel released pics of the January figure Andre the Giant. Does this mean you don't have high hopes for the line, or are you just not that interested?
He hates wrestling.
I hate that. Wrestling, what?
Yeah, we didn't watch it at all last night.
Transformers. Wrestling.
Weird. That's weird. Honestly, I don't have, like, a legitimate reason for that. I just... I mean, we've talked about the stuff that they've kind of shown off. I think we probably did skip the Andre thing, but it wasn't, like, on purpose or because we hate that or anything. I think the line... It'll be interesting to see how the line does. I like the Legend stuff that Mattel's doing better than the modern stuff. But I really don't do a lot of collecting of the WWE stuff anymore. I used to have a big collection of wrestling figures, but it's one of those things I've since kind of let go of. And so I only pick up, every now and then I'll grab something that I think is cool, but I don't actively collect it. So I won't be buying these unless they release somebody that I just think is, you know, so super cool that I gotta add to my collection.
The Undertaker.
If the story picks up in wrestling where you're excited about it again, maybe that'll inspire your Twitter.
Like the second coming of the Attitude Era. I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, as they release stuff, I'm sure we'll comment on it and stuff. But I don't know yet if I'll be picking them up. It just depends. I might. We'll see. Clone Yoshi 4JJ says, what is up, guys and gal? I recently went to Trader's World, which is a flea market, and there were loose vintage TMNT figures for $247. So I tripled my collection, and then I bought my first Mosquito there. Nicely done. And also the vintage Grayskull and Wind Raider, but I didn't buy them because Mosquito was $10. That's actually a pretty good deal for Mosquito. Mm-hmm. And when I got there, I bought all my turtles, so I only had $25 on me. My question is, do you guys think flea markets are good places to buy vintage toys?
Yes.
I do, for sure. I love going through those kind of places. And it kind of depends, too, because sometimes you'll go into those flea markets and you'll find guys that just have bins of random stuff. And they're like, everything in there is, you know, 50 cents. And those are the best. Digging through that stuff is awesome. But then you do have some people that are just like, oh, this is a toy and it's in its package. That must mean it's worth $1,000. So they'll way overprice it.
You get the guy who thinks it's just a toy and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Those are great people.
Yeah.
And you get the other guys who think they're extremely, like, gold. And they have, oh, well, this is from the 90s. That's like, that's a lot of years ago, you know? So that's got
to
be worth
a lot of years ago. Yeah, like that flea market we went to in San Diego is kind of like that. Like, there were some things in there. It was totally hit and miss because some of those booths had some really cool stuff at some decent prices. And then you went to some booths that had some awesome stuff, but they just tried to charge you way too much. Like, there was that one booth that was all video games, but they were like way overpriced on their games. It was just like they knew what they were trying to do. They were like, you know.
Well, either they were, you know, they wanted you to negotiate so you felt like you got a deal, or they were just completely out of their minds because did you know there's a game store every 2 blocks in this country?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, dude.
And eBay exists.
Like, you'd look at them and like, oh, wow, they actually got a lot of games here, and they're not, like, dirty little games. They're actually clean, and they're nice looking, and a lot of them have cases. Cool, I'll start looking through these. Hey, how much are these? All the Nintendo games are $15 a piece.
Wow.
What? What about these? Yeah, all the Super Nintendo games are $25 a piece. Yeah, okay, you're out of your mind. I'm leaving. You know, like, I'm not even going to bother looking at your stuff.
Did they really say that
to you? Oh, yeah. They had, like, they had sections where they had stuff priced.
Priced by section?
Priced by section.
Oh, that's the worst.
And then they had, like, the area with the games that are, like, rare games that they had ridiculous prices on. Like, they were charging $75 for Super Mario RPG.
Hmm.
You know, stuff like that. And it's just like, it's like, you know, I can probably get that cheaper on eBay. And I know that's an expensive game, but they were way overpriced. Especially for a flea market, because
Looking for deals.
Yeah, I mean, like, people at flea markets are looking for deals, not looking to buy high-end, you know, stuff like that. So, I don't know.
You take your store back to Fifth Avenue in New York, you know? Obviously, you're charging crazy prices.
All right. Pyrus Masquerade says, surprisingly, I got nothing. And then he edited his post and put something in. So apparently he does have something. Let me get to the part that's actually a question. Okay, for Dan, my girlfriend and I noticed that your YouTube channel name isn't Pixel Dan, it's Mandalorian 30. We were wondering if there's a story behind Mandalorian 30, and does Mandalorian stand for something? It's a total Star Wars reference, because I'm a super geek, and that's the name I've had since, like, 1999. And so I've had that YouTube account since, like, 2001 or something like that, and that's why it's got that name. That's the only thing, that's the only...
Clearly,
he only didn't, explanation.
He didn't pick wise.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that one day, you know, I just... When I first started, like, go back and watch my old videos. My first almost year of doing videos, I'm calling myself Mandalorian 30 and not Pixel Dan. It wasn't until Ito at RetroWare TV started calling me Pixel Dan, and I kind of adopted that. So there's a story,
you
know, for
all
you.
Your videos of you with Star Wars figures going across the screen talking, hey, hey, Chewbacca, do you want to go to my starship?
I deleted all those. Those were embarrassing.
It was all fan fiction, you know, played out by
embarrassing.
You holding action figures.
All right, Batman 91939 says, "Hey guys, have you guys been reading the new 52? I am, and I like it. What do you think of the big Star Wars playset this year?" Hey, that's two questions. You tricked me. I don't know what the big Star Wars playset is this year. They haven't revealed it yet, have they? They'll probably reveal it at Toy Fair, I would assume, unless I missed something. I might have. But I don't think they've revealed it yet.
No, unless he's talking about like last year, which was the shuttle.
Last year it was that Clone Wars thing, which I totally wasn't interested in.
Nope.
Before that it was the AT-AT, which was awesome. Before that it was the Falcon. So hopefully this year it's something else, original trilogy. Otherwise I probably won't be interested.
Maybe it's a Death Star.
Oh my God, I would so be interested.
That would be, what, $200?
I don't, whatever, I'm buying it.
Whatever.
And I have not been reading the new 52, so I have no opinion.
What is the new 52?
That's the new DC books.
I have not. Dirt and Intern Rick and Scotty have. I tend to read more independent stuff, and there's just too much going on.
I'm real picky with my comics.
I hate DC, so.
I read Turtles and Voltron and Mega Man, and that's it. Sorry. Nasty Will. Why do you think toy companies are not making toy playsets like they used to? Last great playset to me was the 90s G.I. Joe base. It has everything to do with the price of living going up, thus the price of toys going up, thus playsets will cost way too much money, and retailers just don't want to put big items on their store shelves that are just going to sit there and not sell. That's just it. That's the bottom line. I would love to have more playsets, but, I mean, they're just... Look at an action figure nowadays sometimes cost the price of a playset back in the 80s, you know? So you just think about that for a minute, and that's your reason right there.
Too expensive.
Yep. Jobber says... Dan, what, in your opinion, was the better con from last year, Comic-Con or PowerCon? I can only go to one this year, and I'm having a hard time deciding. It's going to be completely objective based on what you like. If you want something that's going to encompass everything popular, you're probably going to want to go to San Diego Comic-Con. If you're just a big He-Man or big Thundercats fan, I would suggest PowerCon over San Diego, because it's going to be...
It's more personable.
It's more personable, and there's a lot of cool stuff going on there, and you'll actually have an opportunity to walk up and meet talent at PowerCon. But again, that's only if you're a huge He-Man fan and that's all you're interested in. If you want a little bit of everything, San Diego Comic-Con is going to be your better bet.
And just, if you've never been, you have to go once.
Yeah.
Just to be...
That's true. You just got to experience it. Yeah. It's kind of insane, but, you know, just expect to, like, run into lots of people and try to squeeze your way through areas and wait in long lines, but, you know, still an experience.
Like going to Disneyland.
All right, Cavalier. Look at this. You're writing those big paragraphs. What are you doing? All right, here we go. I had a fast thought after watching Dan's review of Shadow Weaver. I listened to your comments comparing Weaver's cape and the Sorceress Wings, and the comments from the Star Sisters video as well, and I was thinking, with everything you mentioned, and when I say you, I mean all of the reviewers of PCN, pointing out what works, what doesn't, for the various figures and sets, etc. Are you all able to give real feedback to these companies like Mattel, Hasbro, and the designers like the Horsemen, or is a case of, here's your toy, give us our money? I think with how much promotion you and I'm sure other reviewers give these companies who rely on serious fans and collectors would be willing to listen to customer feedback. That just seems like good business. I have a feeling if Killen didn't listen to his customers, the store would have closed a while ago. Any thoughts? I will give Mattel this credit right here, okay? A lot of the times when you do these kind of reviews, for the most part, the toy companies, if they pay attention, they don't tell you that they're paying attention. I've got a pretty good relationship with Mattel, and Scott Knightlick does watch each of the reviews. And just last week, he actually came to me, and he asked me to he gave me a list. He says, I need you to send me a link to each one of your reviews for all these He-Man figures, because I'm going to pass this list on to the team so that everybody can see what's being done right and what needs to be fixed. So that's cool. I think that's really great that Mattel's actually paying attention to that kind of stuff. So they are paying attention to the feedback. And the Horsemen do watch. You know, I actually talk to the Horsemen regularly. So they do watch everything. And so they get to hear all that kind of stuff, too. So honestly, I think that's one thing that Mattel does well. I know that Scott Knightley gets a lot of crap for being the guy that's kind of puts himself out there, and he, you know, puts out the press releases, and he's easy to attack because he's the face of this stuff. But there aren't many toy brands out there who has a guy that does that at all. So that's where I will definitely give Mattel credit, because they are reaching out to the communities and, you know, the fan reviews and stuff like that, and they're paying attention. So we'll see if it helps. We'll see if anything's done about the issues or anything like that. Sand Dancer USA says, what two favorite 80s or 90s cartoon lines would you want to be made into new figures? Could be a new styling to the characters or a classic for a new toy line. Obviously, these would have great sculpts and have the needed articulation to make them work well. My two would be Brave Star and the LJN Dungeons & Dragons characters, but this time with the characters from the cartoon. Cool. We've had questions similar to this before. I really like your suggestion for Brave Star. I think Brave Star would be an awesome return. And we've said this 1,000 times before, but I always thought it'd be really cool if they squeezed Brave Star into the Masters of the Universe Classics line or something like that, because I think he'd fit in. And I would love to have those figures in that same scale and style. I think that'd be awesome. But that'll probably not happen.
And you'd be okay with that. And people would not freak out, I'm sure.
Some people probably would freak out. I have no doubt about it. Sure. But I would totally be okay with it. Give me a Brave Star.
I think that would be a more acceptable like subline, kind of like how the Kratic figure contest figures are, subline.
Uh-huh.
If they did something like that every so often, if they did a Brave Star limited six figures from the line, use it as a subscription.
Oh, that'd be sweet, dude.
See, that'd be cool.
I'd even be cool with just, you know, Tex Hex, Brave Star, and 3030, or, well, that was the horse's name, right? And I'm terrible.
I don't know.
That'd be totally cool with just those three. I think that'd be sweet, you know? But I don't know. I don't think it'll happen, probably. Part of the problem is that that's a completely Filmation-created cartoon, and even though Mattel did the old toys, they probably don't necessarily own the rights to Brave Star to make toys now, so I don't know.
Well, don't they own the catalog now?
They have a deal with Classic Media to use Filmation stuff for Voltron and Masters. I don't know how far that deal extends.
Look.
So I don't know if that means they can do anything Filmation, but they won't tell
Mr.
anybody.
Mr. Filmation gave a good handshake. Okay? That is ironclad.
Sword to Blanket says, glad you guys like my username. I remember one of you saying a while back that you had pretty much given up on Star Wars toys a long time ago because of all the bloat. I think that was me. Mm. I feel pretty much the same way. My question is, why do you guys think they choose to make the millionth Darth Vader and the guy in the background of one of the movies that has no story instead of expanded universe characters people actually care about? I checked recently, and the few they have made are apparently crazy rare and expensive.
Mm-hmm. Just take the Solos.
Yeah, Jaina and Jason Solo. They're always going to put Darth Vader in the line because they always need presence of a main character like that on store shelves. And that's not necessarily Hasbro's fault as much as it's a retailer's fault. The retailers want to have names on the shelves because that's what they think is going to sell to mothers and kids. So that's why you're always going to see a Darth Vader. You're always going to see variations on Han and Luke and Boba Fett and stuff like that. They're always going to be there. You're always going to have that no matter what. It's the way it's got to work. I don't know about the other question, though. I mean, the Expanded Universe stuff, it seems like Hasbro's always had a hard time, like, really grasping onto that stuff. And I think it's because it's not technically official canon. Because they've always said, you know, if Lucas didn't do it, it's not technically official canon. And I think that's kind of where they've always had their issues. But you're totally right. Every time they release Expanded Universe stuff, it's hot. So obviously there's a fan base out there for it. But I really don't have a good answer.
Lucas is like, you better not.
Maybe it is Lucas.
I'll snatch that license in a heartbeat.
Maybe it is Lucas. I don't know. Red Locus says, hey everybody, if you could pick a classic toy line and change one thing about it, what would you choose? For me, I take the original Masters of the Universe figures and give He-Man some pants.
Why?
What is wrong with you? No! That's look, they did that. It was called New Adventures of He-Man, and most people hate that. Come on now. Don't put pants on a barbarian.
Give him some MC Hammer parachute pants.
No! Uh-uh.
You can't touch his
I don't even want to answer your question now, because you just killed my childhood.
You already did. He wins.
I don't even know what I would change about a classic line. One thing I could change. What was? I don't know. Do you have anything for that? One thing.
What about Too Bad's faces?
I like Too Bad's face. Mm.
Faces.
I like them.
I would change Thundercat's scale a little bit.
Make it smaller.
Make it fit more with the master stuff, and then
because they're a little bigger and bulkier.
Yeah, I think I would change that. Just so they're more relevant.
When I was a kid, I used to always want things to be a little more in scale with each other so that I could play with them a little bit better, because I never liked how things were so
Or made the mask figures different. The same size as G.I. Joe.
Just no, so. I like the tiny mask figures.
Yeah, but
not me.
You gotta go one way or the other, you can't do that. And make those micro machines more micro.
I think they did have little small ones, right? Didn't they have ones that, like, opened up and little bitty tiny cars came out of them? I think I had some of those.
Really? I don't know. Yeah. They had, like, the people that were really tiny.
Oh, yeah, the little dude. Yeah, I had some of those, too. All right, De Evil says, hi, Kellen, Dan, and Stina, and whoever else is there. Well, you're in luck. Sally's here this week.
Hello!
My question is, what is your favorite era of the WWE/WWF? And which of its various toy lines do you feel was the most fun to collect?
NWO.
NWO. Yeah, you're a WCW guy, aren't you?
That was my favorite.
I was not a big WCW fan back in that era. I didn't watch it. I've always been a pretty loyal WWF guy. I totally appreciate everything that happened in that era as a wrestling fan. And, you know, now I've seen all of that kind of stuff with the NWO and everything. But at that time, I was diehard WWF. And I thought D-Generation X was way cooler than the NWO.
Ouch.
That
hurts yourself.
I think that era, though, with the Monday Night Wars and the Attitude Era and the NWO and all that stuff, was probably my most enjoyable time to be a wrestling fan, just because I was at the right age and things were so awesome at that time that it was, you know, just really exciting. And everybody was into wrestling in that era, because I was in high school, and you'd go to school and the entire high school is wearing NWO and DX t-shirts and Stone Cold t-shirts, you know, and everybody's talking about what happened on Raw and what happened on Nitro, and it's just like, it's not like that anymore, you know? And
I never liked Stone Cold, just so everybody knows.
You know what? I didn't like Stone Cold. I didn't like Stone Cold in that era.
I like the redneck thing. I don't like that.
I didn't like him in that era, but I think it was because I was trying not to like the guy that everybody else liked. I totally love Stone Cold now. I love him. And
I love Sting.
He's so awesome.
I love Sting.
See, I've never
until he talked.
I've never
hated him. As soon as he opened his mouth, I was like, I don't like you anymore.
I've never liked Sting.
You sound like
a
weirdo.
I was always a big Undertaker fan. Always have been, because he's been my favorite ever since I was a little kid. And
is that the guy that wears blue? I'm kidding.
The guy that wears blue. And Shawn Michaels. Always been a big Shawn Michaels fan. He's my favorite wrestler. Cena was not around in that era.
So he's in my era.
She loves her some Cena.
Yeah.
My time is now, bro.
Oh, that's what
you know who I like?
And woo-woo.
I like the Funkasaurus, Rose Clay.
It's just
Somebody
gross.
Call my mama.
It's just gross.
He's amazing. You gotta watch him. He's this big fat dude that comes out dancing with these chicks. Somebody call my mama.
It jiggles. You know that Simpsons episode where Homer goes to the doctor and pushes his stomach and it jiggles for like forever? That is the Thunkosaurus.
This guy does. He's amazing. Favorite era of the WWF figures? I collected them really hardcore during that same era. Super the Jack sorry. Stuff. But I think, looking back now, the coolest wrestling action figures were the Hasbro ones back in the early 90s there, with the little four inch ones with the action features with the whole Hogan, and I think those are just really cool. I mean, those are fun toys, and I used to play with those a lot. I used to go to a friend's house who had all of them in the ring, and we used to play with them things like nonstop.
Is that LJN?
No, that was Hasbro. Hasbro did those. Oh. The LJN ones were the big rubber ones.
Oh, those suck.
Those were the ones that were out before the Hasbro.
Those are terrible.
Scotty's got a ton of those. He's got a whole.
I like the Superstar ones.
Which
was the gold packaging, the newer ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, newer. I know which ones you're talking about. The classic Superstars. Those were good. Those had a big collector base. Okay, Yoda Soup says, "I'm new to the forums and would like to thank you for making it figures. A must-see show each week. You're welcome."
Ooh. You're welcome.
My question is for Pixel Dan. Now that we know how you and Stina met, how long was it before you let her know about your toy addiction? Did you ease her into it, or did you rip it off like a Band-Aid by showing her your collection? She saw it right away.
No, not really. Well, no. Because when I met him, he was in an apartment, and not all of his stuff was out.
I didn't have
anything to explain. And then he moved to another one where all he had was some of his Star Wars figures out and all of his He-Man figures out. Then he moved to another one and just pretty much had all of his Star Wars out. I didn't really know what his collection was like until we moved in together, until we got married.
Well, she knew, though.
Well, he's only
I knew it was big. I didn't know it was that big.
Nah, like, she knew that I had closets full of totes and stuff. Come on.
But you don't know how much it is until you start bringing it into your apartment.
Before we were in dating, she came to a party at my apartment, and she saw my room with all my shelves with my Star Wars figures. And I even had, at that time, I even had my shelves up that had my Soda Street Fighter toys on it and stuff.
That, though.
So yeah, you saw all those.
She was wasted. Because
I still remember. Well, she definitely got. She definitely got after that thing. I still remember you walking in there that night though, and just going, "Oh my god!" when you saw my toys.
So you like Star Wars, huh?
And I was just like, "Yeah, playa. Look at my nerdy toys."
She's like,
"I love you. I want your body." So that's what she said as soon as she saw my toys.
And she's like, "Shot! Everybody!"
Yep.
We're gonna move on. Next question.
Next question's from Dino. From the start of Masters Classics, I've said due to the space and money, I wasn't going to get everything, so I'm one of the low-life cherry pickers who are killing the line.
Why do you have to be a low-life?
That's okay. I'm with
That's Mattel's line of thinking.
Oh, they're mean.
But my question to you is, with all the crap He-Man fans have had to put up with, has there been a line in your past where you have had to say, "Screw it, I love this property, but I don't need all this hassle"?
I'd say that would be Star Wars for you.
There's nothing in this collection.
I have never collected a line that has had as much controversy and issues as this one. This has been out of control. Problem is I won't quit this. There's no way. I love this property too much, and if I had to pick any property to collect, it's going to be He-Man. So I,
even if they start charging you randomly $100,
that would be my choice of saying no.
That's when Christina would have to step in, because I'd still be like, "No, but it's He-Man. I gotta keep stuff."
Mm-mm.
But I don't know. I've never been to that point yet where I've had to gotten mad and quit, and I probably still won't. But I don't know. Time will tell, I guess.
I don't know, if He-Man keeps coming three figures at a time and taking $100 a month, they might be stopping already.
Yeah. They're doing that again in February.
Hey, I just thought, if all those people got charged, talking about the Digital River, if all those people got charged on old credit card information, do they get it shipped to their old places?
Oh, God, I don't know.
That's a good thought.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sell on that one.
All right, Dan has mentioned the Computer Warriors toy line. Oh, sorry, this is the Rook. Dan has mentioned the Computer Warriors toy line from 89 to 90 several times on the podcast. Has anyone ever seen the one and only episode from the line? I recently scored it on eBay for $10, but I need to obtain a VCR to watch it. Just wondering your thoughts on the episode and if you would have liked to see more episodes. Yes, I have seen it, and I actually talked about it in the very first episode of that new... Not the first episode. Whatever episode it was that I did the Computer Warriors. which was one of my really early videos. I think it's kind of a neat little thing. It's totally just like an introduction pilot kind of episode, and it didn't get picked up as an actual series.
Shocking.
But here's a fun fact. There's a He-Man action figure in that cartoon, so keep your eyes peeled. Mr. Fusion! I've been an active consumer of all things Pop Culture Network for 2 years and finally decided to join the forums. All right. Welcome aboard!
We'll keep feeding you. Like a baby. I'm trying to throw you off.
I was like, where am I at now? I wanted to chime in about the Toy Hunters discussion from last week. I feel that it is unfortunate and highly unlikely that Toy Hunters will become an actual series. I want to bring to your attention another series that starts next month on AMC, right after The Walking Dead. The new series is Comic Book Men. This follows the employees and their goings-on at Kevin Smith's New Jersey comic book store. Here's my question. What are your thoughts on a series like Comic Book Men, and do you think it has more potential than Toy Hunters? I think just having Kevin Smith behind it's going to immediately give it more potential than Toy Hunters. I mean, hands down. If Kevin Smith's on it and producing it and doing it, he's immediately got a fan base watching it.
And not only that, look when it's appearing on
AMC right after The Walking Dead. Right. It's going to... I'm not saying it's going to be like a super duper successful show, but it's got potential, and it's going to do good.
Two guys slapping each other in the face.
It's going to do good.
I'll
watch it.
Yeah,
I'll watch it and see what goes on for sure. Manny Fan 1977. I've noticed on the commercial for VG Losers, Dirt calls Jack Nicholas Jack Nicholson. We'll let him know.
No, he knows. He's like, oh man, I said this wrong. And I was like, I'm leaving that in there because that's funny. Because you don't understand. Dirt is the word police. Like, if you say something wrong or spell something wrong or mispronounce it, he is like, that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's this.
Yeah.
So when he messed that up and he's like, oh, we need to fix that, I was like, nope.
You're going to look stupid to everybody.
Every time. Yeah. I'm glad somebody pointed that out. It's funny.
He also goes on to say, what do you think of the new DC logo? That may or may not happen. Personally, I'd rather go back to the old Bullet logo, though the current logo is better than the one they're considering. Have you seen that yet?
I did. But
I saw, like an image of it last week. I can't even remember what it looks
like. Yeah, me neither. That's the thing. I
think it's totally unmemorable.
Yeah.
So, All right. Panthor versus Mosquitor.
So it sucks.
Interesting screen name. Panthor versus Mosquitor. Since I'm new to the forums.
That's three. Welcome to you, team.
Yeah. I would just like to ask Dan, what if they made a Masters Classics Mosquitor and it sucks? Or it has the shoulder problem like He-Man. I would just like to add that I am on YouTube with another name, and Dan almost always replies back, good job. Oh, okay. You're welcome.
I don't think you'd be disappointed.
First of all, I'd be happy just to get Mosquitor. They'd have to mess him up really bad for me to get, like, super mad, but I might burn Mattel down.
He's supposed to suck, right?
That's Toy Guru's favorite joke. Ah, Mosquitor sucks. Like, thanks, Scott. You're funny.
You got
me good. All right. G. Titus 76. I was reading an article on HEMA.org about the results of some fan polls and they had conducted on the site, and the very last of these polls caught my attention. The question posted to the fans if we were looking forward to the release of the Mighty Spector, the character that was created by Scott Knightley and will be part of the 30th anniversary subline. Whopping 59% voted no. Yes, we were talking about that last week, actually. My question is, do you think because Toy Guru mentioned to Pixel Dan that he created the Mighty Spector for the same exact Create a Character contest that Nathan Bittner won back in 86, the reason for the large amount of fans voting no, or was it because it was a crappy-looking character and doesn't fit in anywhere when it comes to figures that belong in the Masters line? P.S., I voted no. I don't think it has anything really to do with him saying that it was... I mean, maybe some people kind of raise that a little bit. Like, why does he get to create a character that he lost the old contest, whatever? I don't really think that's the big reason why 59% voted no. I think it's just simply because of the figure's appearance, the way he looks. He doesn't really look like a He-Man figure. A lot of people have stressed that. A lot of people have said they don't like the way he looks. And yes, there is a big majority who don't like it simply because it's Toy Guru's created figure. That weighs in a lot on it, too. So there's a lot of factors there.
Wait a minute. The contest he lost? So if I enter a contest and there's only one winner, does that mean... I mean, technically, I guess it doesn't mean I lost, but do you have to be like, you lost that contest?
Well, that's what a lot of people were saying. A lot of people were saying that he shouldn't be allowed to create a figure based on a character that lost a contest. Because they say it lessens Nathan Bittner's win.
I agree with that.
The only thing I don't like about it, and I was talking to Dave Perdue about this today, is I don't like the fact that it looks like a DC figure in the Masters line.
It does.
That's it. That's my only problem. Looks out of place.
He does look out of place, and I think that really does have the biggest majority of the problem.
I don't care about the contest or whatever. It's not my decision to make those figures. It's some other guy. So he's lucky enough to have that job. Whatever you want to do, you do it. But, you know, at least make it believable in the line.
All right. We're getting a little close on time, so we'll go ahead and do a couple more here. Mad Scientist X says, thanks so much for your awesomely fun toy reviews and reliable news. Do any of you collect products like lunchboxes or promo glasses with your favorite characters on them?
No.
Only for Masters. I do have some of that kind of stuff I've got,
Well, you got everything Masters.
Yeah, anything like that Masters that I get a hold of, I do. But I don't have a lot of that kind of stuff, but I've got some fun stuff like that.
I got a lot of Lego stuff that's weird. Like, I got flash drives and buttons and stickers and rulers and pencils and just random... I'm a nerd. Whatever.
What is his name?
B.A. Casino. Says, it's been a while since I've posted on the forums because I had a little girl, and he posted a picture of his daughter.
Very cute.
Very cute.
Congratulations.
I wanted to hear your thoughts on all the negative and angry posts towards Mattel in the Masters Classics line. I think we've given enough thoughts on that.
Hated it.
He does go on to say, personally, I think it's crazy how worked up some collectors can get. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there are some issues with the line, but I am so stoked just to be getting these figures. And I'm afraid with all the anger and the lack of sales next year because of the angry fanboys and girls, Mattel might just scrap the line. Can you imagine if that happened? The nuclear explosion on the forums would be insane, yet they would be the ones to cause it. How ironic. I just wish everyone would relax and enjoy this awesome toy line. And no, I do not work for Mattel.
Well, obviously you do if you say that.
All right, next one is for the Burger General. So it's my questions for Dan. Have you ever heard of the Trash Bag Bunch? Yes, I have. Says they were minifigure line of monsters, aliens, mutants, etc. from 91 that came in dissolvable green trash bags in which you would place them in water, turning it into a slimy green texture and color to reveal your toy.
I love those things.
If you can get a hold of your hands on one of these mint on card, I'd love to see a review. Yeah, if I can get a hold of one of those, I'd totally do a video on that. That'd be cool.
P.S. Send me one mint on card.
Yeah, there you go.
Review will come.
Anything that comes with a reveal back to put in water is awesome.
Yeah, she actually was... They had these Disney ones for a while that would dissolve in water and reveal a little Disney princess figure that she was buying those like crazy.
And
she
they loved stopped them. Selling them.
Yeah,
would you like rub your hands on it trying to dissolve it faster?
No.
Like a weirdo?
Nope.
No.
I didn't think you were. I was just asking. Did you drink the water?
How about I mean his dog drank the water?
What?
Huh, no water.
Great.
I'm trying to kill my dog. Six legs. That's weird. Hey, you remember the 90s when I didn't care about toxic stuff? Just saying.
And now everything's toxic.
Jeez. All right. Albatraz says, hey, guys, I got a question. Even if I had more than one this week, you wouldn't let me ask more. But anyways, have you heard of...
That's right, rules.
That'smyface.com. It's a website where you take pictures of your face, and they make a head sculpt of you for 3¾-inch to 12-inch figure size, and even life-size heads and masks. You can get just the head, or you can choose a body like a Stormtrooper or Superman. The detail's really great, and they even make celebrities on the site. I think I've seen stuff like that before. I've definitely seen, like, the head knockers where, like, they'll sculpt your face onto, like, a bobblehead and stuff.
Kind of expensive.
It's very expensive, I know that. So
but it's, you know, unique.
It's kind of a neat thing. Yeah, it would give you a real neat, unique collectible, so that's kind of neat.
I would totally want one if I didn't have to pay for it.
All right. Colgrim Faden. What a cool name. GLaDOS reference. Awesome. Says, I'm new to the forums.
Welcome.
Awesome, welcome. In your favorite toy line, what is the most disappointing figure that you've received? For example, if you love the vintage Masters of the Universe line, but hate Mosquitor? I don't hate Mosquitor. Why would I hate Mosquitor?
I think the vehicles in the classic Master line were most disappointing.
Oh, I love the classic vehicles. I hated most of the 2000X vehicles.
Well, those are terrible, too.
Those are awful.
You don't like the Bashin' Beetle?
I do like the Bashin' Beetle because that felt more like a vintage vehicle to me.
That was the dumbest
vehicle. I like that one. I didn't like the bird and the pterodactyl thing in the 2000 X line. I hated their version of the Dragon Walker. I didn't like most of those, but anyway. Favorite toy line, most disappointing figure that you received? Can I do the current Masters Classics line? Because I really didn't like Jewel Star in the Star Sisters box.
Oh, she's horrible.
She's my least favorite for sure. I actually really like Tall Star and Starla. I just don't like Jewel Star. I didn't think she looked very good.
I didn't like any.
She looked like she was wearing a diaper.
Her and Tall Star both look like they're wearing diapers.
But she looked like worse.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. You got anything on that one, Kill?
No, because I kind of like terrible figures.
Sometimes they're the best.
Right, so, I don't know.
All right, we're going to do this. This is the last question of the day. It's going to be Sword of Destiny. It says, hey guys, I'm really enjoying your podcast. I watch it on YouTube every Wednesday night.
Yay.
Cool. This week I rearranged my Masters displays. I have also been looking at other people's displays online, such as your collection, Pixel Dan, and James Sala Sawyer's. Woohoo! Shout out for Sala. I noticed that some people incorporate other lines of figures into their displays. I have a few non-Masters of the Universe figures in my display, such as the Marvel Universe Frost Giant, which is now Skeletor's Giant. Awesome choice. I even said that looked like a Masters of the Universe thing. Four Horsemen Queen Alexandra, Companion for Vicor, Isadora, a drafted evil warrior from the Four Horsemen. I also have added a Schleich Giant White Battle Elephant as a steed for Vicor, and Battleground Teela. I'm thinking about getting a Harry Potter Basilisk figure for the and the Harry Potter Aragog Spider with Spiderweb for my collection of pets for King Hess and Web Store. Mm. I actually have the Basilisks that I displayed with my 2000X King Hess. I would also like to add the 80s Dungeons & Dragons Fortress of Fangs playset as a base for the Snake Men. Awesome. Another cool thing that works for the Snake Men is the Harry Potter Slime Chamber that came out in that same line as the Basilisk and everything. Because it totally works almost just like the vintage Slime Pit, but it's all snake-themed. So I used to also display that with my Snake Men figures.
By the way, that spider is expensive.
Is he?
Yes.
Good, because you don't need him. You don't need him.
Yikes.
Just kill him.
So, anyway, with all that said, I was wondering, do you guys keep your collections pure, or do you add other figures into it as far as your displays and dioramas? I guess it kind of depends. Like you just heard, I do that sometimes. There are certain things that I will think are cool enough that I will stick them in there. So, I do have the Harry Potter Slime Chamber displayed with my Snake Men. I do have that Basilisk, and I've just done that before. A lot of the times, I do try to keep them pretty pure. I do keep everything separate, but there's certain things like that that I will add into my displays.
I don't know. I keep most of my Legos separated from my Fagos. mostly because I'm afraid of losing pieces. So I keep everything bagged. Like I have thousands of sandwich bags.
Yeah.
And I'm so afraid to lose the tiny little pieces, so I don't know. I try to keep everything separated as much as possible, but I keep everything grouped, so I wish there was something. I don't know. I'm a liar. I mix it all up. I don't care.
What?
I put it in a big jug. All right.
Well,
I put it in
whatever.
A big jug, and I just put it together. It's compatible.
Do whatever I want.
Whatever.
Got it. What about you? Your toys? I mean, you're like, it's all Disney, so
it's all everywhere. It's all everywhere. It's all in the same section. Like, my 100 McDonald's toys are all on one shelf. Collection is all on the shelf. Everything else is just all together.
Yeah, so you do keep some of your lines separate, but then you've
you
got shelves
like
just
a princess shelf, which all princesses.
They're up in my bedroom on my.
She's got like the dolls, the princess dolls.
Yeah, the brass key
ones. Your bedroom
ones.
Or like your guys' bedroom?
Our bedroom. They're in our bedroom.
They're on my
guys,
dresser.
Guys, relationship a little
rocky. Like
you got separate bedrooms now?
Yes.
Weird.
Yes. Weird. Cool. All right. Well, that's where we're going to cut off the fan corner for today. So anybody's questions we didn't get to, there were a few, so we apologize. But if you guys want us to get to them, just post them in next week's fan corner thread. And if any of you guys out there have a question or a topic suggestion for us, just head on over to popculturenetwork.com, sign up for the forums, go into the It Figures section, and you'll find the fan corner thread for the week. We would love to hear from you guys. While you're there, make sure you guys are checking out the site every day for lots of original content, lots of videos, columns, all that kind of stuff, podcasts for toys and video games and comic books and all the stuff you love. Also, make sure you guys check out the official store at shoppcn.com. Anything worth mentioning this week in stock?
We did get all the new Star Wars Legos and some of the other lines that are not out yet and are not going to be out until the 1st of February.
Oh, that's
we
cool.
have them now available. A lot of them have like started flying off the shelf. So we got those. We did pick up a lot of loose stuff in the last few days that we'll be putting on the site. We still have some of the Wave 20 of the DC Universe figures available. Not too many, but a couple left. And, I don't know. We got a bunch of T-Fury shirts coming in, and those will be up and available. That's about it.
That's
new
about
comics.
It.
New comics, including Voltron number 2. We got restock of Ghostbusters. Restock of all the Ninja Turtles books are now back in stock.
Sweet.
So if you missed some of the past ones, you can now get them.
Awesome. Well, there you go, guys. So don't forget, if you guys are watching the video on YouTube, youtube.com/popculturenetwork, please hit the subscribe button. That'll help us out a ton and spread the word. Tell everybody about the show. Tell everybody about the site. Tell all your geek friends all the cool stuff that's going on.
And we forgot to mention last week we did receive a gift into the store that we
totally forgot.
So we'd like to thank our special friend for sending in, he sent me a Man of Arms, which I did not have, so I'm very thankful. And what'd you get?
I got the Soda Street Fighter Sagat figure, which is super sweet, because I don't have most of my Soda figures anymore. So I was very happy to add that to my collection shelf. So thank you very much.
Yeah, we want to thank you, and I didn't have your form name, and I didn't want to use your name, so I'll just say thank you to that special out-of-the-country friend of
that
ours.
That special someone. You're the man. Awesome. Alright, well, that's going to wrap up this week's show. So until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Steven.
And as always,
we'll see you guys next week.